to say.
Madoc at Dawinia Correctional Centre. Coming right to you on Sydney's 2SR 107.3 FM. Right to your cell wherever you are in the system. Great to have your company. My name is Melissa. Happy NAIDOC, all you brothers and sisters in custody. Here's some of our elders earlier on welcoming to country.
I don't know whether I should say this, I think you all heard it from me before. But anyway, smoking ceremony is something that Indigenous people all over this earth have used.
NAIDOC's about passing down tradition, song lines, culture, dream time. Just because we're in here doesn't mean we don't do NAIDOC. NAIDOC days like these are very good for our culture, to get to know our culture and to know our past and present traditional owners of this land. We're just at the front of the Knight Senior's office. Over to my right is low needs. Up ahead is medium needs, and then over to the left is high needs. On the inside here on Jailbreak, Sydney's 2SR 107.3 FM. My name is Melissa. More from the sisters celebrating NAIDOC.
Best thing for me about NAIDOC is coming together, all you brothers and sisters, all our families and all our little kids and little kids on their way into this beautiful world. NAIDOC, it's our celebrations, acknowledging our people. We're the oldest living people in the world, all bar the rain. We had a lovely day, elders, a couple of yarns, a couple of songs, and a beautiful lady sang for us, and we're now in the middle of having a nice big barbecue with our chalk wedge ice block and our can of cake. And what are you boys? What are they giving you fellas there?
I just want to do a shout out to my mum, my dad, my brothers, and my kids. Shelley from Dawinia Correctional Centre. Happy NAIDOC Day!
I just want to do a shout out from Shelley, Em, and Shorty. We're at Dawinia Correctional Centre. Happy NAIDOC Day to everybody out there.
Woo! Happy NAIDOC!
My name is Emily. I'm at Dawinia Correctional Centre for NAIDOC Day. I want to do a shout out to my family and happy NAIDOC Day.
Hi everyone, this is Big Girl. Shout out from Dawinia Correctional Centre. Just want to say hi to all the Redfern mob, all the Wellow mob, and yeah, Mishes all.
What do I say? Shout out to my brother Solomon in Park Lee. Nioba, 5-7 mob, yeah, SA Central Coast.
Hey, my name's Michelle. I just want to shout out to Mark and my dad.
Hi, my name's Tracy. I'm at the Dawinia Correctional Centre. I just want to say a great hi and I love you to my beautiful children, Ben, ACT, Danielle.
Hi, it's Melissa again. I'm just going to interview one of the sisters here at Dawinia. What's your name, sis?
Sulina from the Central Coast. I'm 22 years old, half Fijian, half Koori.
What do you know about today, sis?
Oh, I know that today's meant for bringing our culture together and to have a feed together and party on and just to be proud for who we are.
Up you go. How long you been at Dawinia for?
I've been at Dawinia a couple of times now, but I've recently just come back in, like 4 weeks, I think. But I've been here for a week, so it's a good jail considering. But no gal's good, but it's a good place to be, and especially on NAIDOC Day.
So, Sully, what's good about being at Dawinia rather than being anywhere else?
There's just a lot more facilities and stuff here, especially for Indigenous people. Like, a lot of painting, like, there's a painting room, and like NAIDOC Day is massive, and like, not a lot of other jails don't really, have this kind of stuff here, so it's good. Yeah, it's good, and there's a lot of sister girls here, and there's a good support network within the inmates here, and and staff, so it's a good, yeah, it's a good job to be at.
How do the sister girls support each other here?
Well, I suppose, like, you know, if you just look like you're having a bad day, you know, it doesn't take long for one of the girls to come up and just ask you how you are and get you through it. You know, you're never alone, really. There's a lot of, like, sisters here that have each other's back. It's good to see, you know. Overall, other jails, you know, there's a lot of Indigenous people, even non-Indigenous, like, everyone just backs each other here, and I reckon it's...
NAIDOC Day, did you enjoy your day here at Dwinia? Was it good?
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed it a lot, you know. It's good to... you know, have a day, especially when you're in green, you know, have a day out here with all the sister girls and especially all the visitors that come today, and that means a lot. It makes, you know, our culture good. Like, I don't know, yeah, all standards one. It's good to know that there's a wider support network out outside the jail as well when a lot of visitors come in and let you know that you're not alone, I suppose. Especially when a place like this, it can get down sometimes, but we all back each other, and I think that's the best thing about NAIDOC Day. Just reminds you that you're not alone, you got support in that.
Up you go, sister. What was your best part of the day today here at Dwinia?
I think seeing all the paintings and the acts and the visitors and just hearing, you know, what they had to say, the songs, some funny songs, and just having a laugh and that. A great day, you know, just seeing all the different... It surprised me with some of the girls and their art and that. Oh, the art is, like, unreal. Like, I've never... It's like something out of... So there's a lot of different artworks. Bright colours, dark colours. You know, a lot of different girls did it. It was a bit of a surprise. You didn't think that there's such a good artist, isn't that, in this jail. Like, they're really good at what they do, and it's good to see. Like, I was kind of blown away by some of the art. You didn't think that, you know, some of the sister girls that you sit down and have breakfast with are capable of doing such good art like that. It's good to have them showcase other people to see them other than people in jail. They gave it to the visitors that come in today, so the elders, so they gifted it to them, which they were very grateful for. Yeah, it's beautiful to see, like, see that and have them come in, and, you know, they were very grateful for the artwork too, so hopefully that it'll be showcased more and other people will see it too, which is great, I think.
Thank you, Sully.
No worries, thank you very much. Shout out to Santa Cruz. Yeah.
Tell the brothers and sisters to tune in to Jailbreak on Sydney's 2SR 107.3 FM, Sunday nights, 9:30 PM. Happy NAIDOC.
Hi, I'm Tanya from the Gomeroi tribe. It's great to have your company. More music after this.
Share a thing, a bloody bloody thing. Don't share a thing, a bloody bloody thing. Don't share a thing, a bloody bloody thing.
I'm proud, I'm black, and I'm under attack from this virus that makes me live and react from this poison. Now I'm fighting back. If you think you're safe, let me hit you with the stats. 1 in 12 blacks are laying on the back, thinking of the day Hep C signed the contract. Was it the tap, was it the smack, or was it fighting with the blood to blood contact?
Don't share a thing, a bloody bloody thing. Don't share a thing, a bloody bloody thing. Don't share a thing, a bloody bloody thing. Don't share a thing, a bloody bloody thing.
I'm sitting in jail just being black. There's a much higher chance of a bloody contact. You can get it any time from sharing. You can get it anywhere from not caring. It's blood to blood, so don't share a thing. Be a man and chuck it in the bin. It doesn't discriminate. We've got to eliminate every possibility for Hep C to affiliate.
Don't share a thing, a bloody bloody thing. Don't share a thing, a bloody bloody thing. Don't share a thing, a bloody bloody thing. Don't share a thing, a bloody bloody thing.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Sharing is not caring. So beware when you're out there with all the brothers.
Ever think you got Hep C?
Nah, not that yellow, am I? Don't need to.
You don't have to look yellow to have Hep C, mate. Just get yourself tested.
You heard about them new treatments for Hep C, bro?
Yeah, cuz. I'm getting out soon. Maybe I'll just wait a bit and get fit in here anyways.
Yeah, keep doing weights and stay healthy, bro, with them treatments. Besides, you've got time in here anyways, there's no hassle.
Make time aside for you, cuz. Get treated for Hep C now, cuz. And it'll be over and done with.
Oi, sis, where was you today?
I was seeing the nurse. I got tested for that Hep C. The nurse reckons there's a treatment that cures Hep C.
Go get tested today.
Went from painting trains to playing the jail game. Learning quick, hoping not to get sticked.
Mum was shocked hearing I was running from the cops. Caught up in the game and it's a damn shame. You won't catch me riding a Hep C train. Just remember, peer pressure is the devil in the game. Ran out of matches, he hopes Hep C will soon catch us. Be yourself, not like everyone else. If you feel under pressure, don't think using will bring you leisure. People act like drugs are their treasure. Just remember, family and friends forever, forever, forever.
Coming from a black background, growing up in black town. Drugs have always been around. Controlling my life now, I'm trying to figure out. Looking at the needle as another way out. I never thought I would have hepatitis C running through my veins, blood and arteries. I was never aware of when the boys used to share. Just cleaning the fits, but it can still be there. Lurking in the dark, just waiting to be shared. Lurking in the dark, just waiting to be shared.
Looking back now, I should have made different decisions. Didn't think about all the mistakes and consequences of the way I was living. And right from the beginning, I thought that I was winning. Don't even pray, too busy sinning. And I'm running, keep on running from the sirens. I don't wanna catch a bloodborne virus. And I'm writing all these lyrics from my jail cell. And if the Grim Reaper come along, I'm going straight to hell.
My tribes were at jury. I'm kicking back in the penitentiary for aggravated robbery. That's where I caught my Hep C. This is my story. Keeping on the low key till the day they set me free.
It's me, Scotty T and Mr. Murray. Getting high on life, doing ish that's funny. Till a screw catches you and takes your money. And we got nothing left, so it's not so funny. Trying to get a leg in and fight for what's ours. Work like hard and sweat drips from my brow. I use my mind, I don't lose my mind. As I stop and settle down, no more time to mess around.
It's a new age, a new phase, a new time to be safe. I'm calling out to God for this soul to be saved. It's like I'm caught up in this mad drug phase. Hanging around the street with the boys, it's okay. Getting high, making money every day. Doing the same old same, looking for a change. Cause I'm over this crime wave. Getting chased by the coppers every single day. Looking over my shoulder, man, it's not okay. Time to be a soldier and up my game. Learned about Hep C, urging for a change. Maybe I'll be the teacher and show you the way. So you can survive and fight another day.
Caught up in the game, locked down in chains.
My name is Melissa. NAIDOC festivity is coming to you here from Dawinia Correctional Centre on Sydney outskirts. Stay with us, don't go away. More from the sisters coming up. Jailbreak's a national weekly prison radio program on the community radio network to a growing number of local radio stations from Broken Hills to Dry FM to Melbourne's 3CR, connecting mob caught up in the system, streaming nationally, podcasting, broadcasting locally on Sydney's 2SR 107.3 FM. Melissa from Dawinia. Got Aisha, going to have a bit of a talk, going to ask her a few questions about today. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, my name is Aisha. I'm from Ewan Monaro.
How did you like today? What do you think of it?
It was good. The dancers were great. And
what was your best part of the day?
Probably seeing an elder here. I like the old fella getting up talking.
Wasn't he?
Yeah. Uncle? Yeah.
I don't know whether I should say this, I think you've all heard it from me before. But anyway, Martin's family is something.
Sung a song for us and told a yarn. That was, wasn't it?
He's a Dreamtime storyteller. It was a good thing, you know. I just wish he could stay longer and tell us more stories and stuff. Yeah.
Just not long enough, was it? What does an elder mean to you in your life?
An elder to me, seeing an elder, especially in this place that we are now, you know, we're down and out as it is, have an elder come into the jail, it shows me, it gives me strength, brings me up a bit. Yeah, so that's why it was good seeing an elder today.
What else did you do today here at Dawinia that you liked?
The gift packs that the girls gave out, paintings. They were good paintings too. Some of them were owls, turtles. Got a curry room here in Dawinia, so the girls go in there and paint.
What's the curry room? What's in there?
Yeah, you go in there and you do artwork. They give you canvases and you're allowed to go in there and do your own paint, you know, and take them back home or send them off to your mob.
Just done our room up, so it's really good, isn't it? The safe spot for us sisters here at Dwinia.
Yeah, it's where we can all get together and, you know, learn about our culture more, and yeah, it's a good spot.
Considering us girls get locked out every day, and if it's wet like today, we can go in there and hide away, eh?
Yeah, that's it.
We had rain. The rain was bad here this morning. What does NAIDOC mean to you?
It's a day for celebrating our elders, both us in the future, the past and the present. It means a lot to me.
How do you keep your spirits up, sis?
In custody, how do I keep my spirits up? Probably just thinking about my family back home. Stay strong for my family. Shout out to my mob down South Coast, 2546 all the way.
Could you introduce yourself?
My name's Harmony. I'm from Coffs Harbour and I'm a Gumbandru woman. It was a mad day. All the sisters got together. They did a good dance. Yeah, it was good to show respect to the traditional owners of the land, the past and the present.
What sort of performers did they have here today?
They had a couple of spokespersons. They had a group of Koori girls doing their dance. They done a tribal dance. They swept the nation. They done a snake. They done an emu. Sweep the nation is where you get the your two brushes or whatever you want to call it, and then you just sweep the floor, like you sweep the nation. Sweeping all the bad spirits away, you know.
The old unk, what did he do?
He had a good talk and he sung us a song too. Done the smoking ceremony first, then old unk jumped up and he had a talk and he sung us a song too. It was about 7 beers with the wrong woman.
It was pretty funny, the song. The girls all had a good laugh. What does NAIDOC mean to you?
NAIDOC's everything to me. Shows us who we are, lets us show other non-Indigenous tribes who we are. We're Aboriginal people, you know.
The dancers were giving out to the visitors and the elders. What were they?
Aboriginal painting, Aboriginal art. They'd done them themselves in the hippie building. Did artwork on bark, gave it to the governor, and it was a mad day. Had a good saucy sizzle afterwards, cold drink.
And what was the favourite part? The ice cream, because we don't get that, do we?
Yeah, cuz. Chocolate-coated ice creams. NAIDOC's important to have in the criminal justice system, so we can show all the other inmates in here what Aboriginal culture is about, what it symbolises, and how we celebrate our NAIDOC week.
Do you have anything else you want to say or shout out to your brothers and sisters out there?
Shout out to all my Coffs Harbour mob, all my Gumbandru people. I love yous all and I miss yous.
How do you keep your spirit up in custody, sis?
You got to have a good mind that you can't think too much about the outside or it will stuff you up, you know, so you just switch your mind off. You got to have good friends around you, good mob of people around you, and it gets you through, you know. Write letters to mob, you know.
Girls, you all stick together, so it's good.
Yeah. We got each other's back, you know.
Yeah.
It's solid. Painting is what connects us together too. It's another thing that connects us.
Jailbreak NAIDOC festivities coming to you here from Dwinia Correctional Centre. Hoping your time's going quickly for all you brothers and sisters in custody. Stations picking up the program are growing and reaching out to more of our mob out there. If you want to know how to download Jailbreak, we'll be giving out the address details later, so hang around for more information. Here's some of us earlier. This is Jailbreak on the 2SR 107.3 FM.
Hi again, everyone. This poem is written by one of my great aunts, Maisie Kavanagh, and I was taught how to read this poem in a way that it meant so much to me about the land and everything. So it's called A Visitor. It goes like this. You're a visitor here, did you not know? A visitor just like me. You cannot own a land, a mountain or a sea. You should have a brotherhood and be sisters to all things. The trees, the breeze, the animals, and all who fly on wings. You're allowed to come and stay a while and to make yourself at home. But you've never been quite content to learn just how to live as one. not destroy, be in control, no war and no disease, no heartache, pain or anger. Can you live without all these? Can you live in bushland, quiet and still, and feel at nature's breast, and not want to own a single thing? Would that put you to the test? But actually feel that you belong to a mystery such as this, and feel the spirits lift you up as you find perfect bliss. Thank you, everyone.
It's years I've lived in the city, and every night I dream of the sea. This home is where you find it. Will this place ever satisfy me? For I come from the soul, water people, we always live by the sea. Now I'm down here living in the city with my man and my family. My island home, my island home, my island home is waiting for me. In an evening the dry wind blows from the hills and across the plains. I close my eyes where I'm standing in a boat on the sea again. And I'm holding that long turtle spear, and I feel I'm close now to where it must be. My island home is waiting for me. My island home, my island home, my island home is waiting for me. My island home, my island home, my island home is waiting for me.
Now I'm inviting Snezzer up to say a poem, please. Thank you.
Go, Snez, do it for us. Represent.
Good morning, everybody. This is to all strong women, and this poem was written and passed on by Aunt Florence Fernando from Walgett, who'd like to share with you all this poem when she was feeling down. And it truly helped her to believe that all women are stronger than we think. It's called Strong Women. Women are beautiful like flowers and trees, swaying back and forth in the breeze. They will sway, but it will take a lot more than breeze to make us break. Women will all stand for what they believe and will neither give in nor back down until their dreams are achieved. Women are kind-hearted, nurturing and caring. They help others around them and are always sharing. Women want to feel loved and appreciated, not be around any anger or hatred. They don't ask for it, but deep down really want it. Women need to care for themselves a lot more, and they all need time out and learn to do something for themselves too. Because women are strong and achieve all they need to do. Women are the best thing God ever created. They will continue to be strong and take on any obstacle that is ever in their way. They are always there for family and children, whether it's night or day. Strong women are best because women will always be better. They're the best, dedicated to all women.
Jailbreak NAIDOC festivities coming to you here from Dawinia Correctional Centre. Bang on those walls, tell the brothers and sisters to tune in to Jailbreak on Sydney's 2SR 107.3 FM, Sunday nights 9:30 PM. Happy NAIDOC.
I would like to just introduce you to Laura. Laura, could you tell us a bit about yourself? Yeah, my name's Laura. They also know me as Big Girl from Wello. Born and bred in Wellington, but lived a life in Sydney. From the Wiradjuri tribe. My mum's a Wirrum Wirrum woman and my dad's a Tabagar man.
Mad, sis. You was one of the dancers today. What was the dance that you's done, sis?
Yeah, just depicted the rainbow serpent, the making of the mountains, and then it went into a couple of the animals and that us girls could do. It's also told the story of our roles in that as women and the gathering of the berries and the feeding of the babies.
What sort of animals did you do?
A couple of the girls done the emu, a couple of the girls done some birds, some eagles. Yeah, that was really it. We only had 5 dancers.
What was good about today that you really enjoyed?
The whole day was a great day from start to finish, but particular we had an entertainer, Amy. Apparently, yeah, she was on The Voice. Some of her songs really moved us girls and that it was good to get up and shake a leg to her as well. Oh, yeah, we also done a smoking ceremony, Uncle Wes done a smoking ceremony, which was really good. It involved all the girls, not only all the girls, but all the elders and all the other special guests got to go through and smoke themselves and cleanse themselves.
What does NAIDOC mean to you, sis?
To me, it just means gathering together, celebrating a day of our culture, just embracing what our culture has to offer.
What do you know about the culture?
Even though I'm in this place that I'm currently at the moment, I used to be an Ab Studies teacher, so I know a fair bit about the Aboriginal culture and that all to do with all the policies and all the different things and have made us who we are today. In particular, I just like the stories and the yarns that are told that are passed down from generation to generation. The way Earth was made and all the mountains and that, the rainbow serpent.
The song that he sung, he was a classic, eh?
Yeah, he was a good and all right. Had us all laughing there, had the crowd going.
What does NAIDOC mean to you?
Just gathering together, I guess. Coming here celebrating the culture and what it is today. I think it is pretty important for the women in Dawinia today because a lot of us have lost our cultures on the outside. A lot of us are in here because we can't tap into the culture, mainly our families and that, you know what I mean? It just brings us all back together again. It gives us a grounding, I guess, of when we're in here and gives us a bit of time to think about what we've done and also about getting back to our roots and like going home. I know for a lot of us, a lot of our crimes are involved away from our hometowns and that, so I guess NAIDOC gives us a grounding and it gets us back to our hometowns.
What do you like about Dawinia?
It's not that I really like the place, you know what I mean? We've just had to deal with it, but if I'd have to say I'd like anything, I guess it's the HIPU program and everything that they're doing involved in. So the HIPU is a high-intensity program unit. It's where you learn all self-awareness and you get back to your culture, you get back to who you are as a person and what you do. Just the facilitators in there are great. We do a lot of equips addictions, equips aggressions. So it breaks down like all of our different crimes and it taps into why, it makes us think about why we've done it, what are the contributing factors. I guess it really delves back to our childhood, just our feelings and emotions.
How do you help other Indigenous inmates here keep their spirits up, sis?
Me in particular, I'm a happy-go-lucky person. I guess I just dance my way around the compound, sing and joke about me as a person. It's just all about joking around.
What do they know you as here?
Big girl, yeah. I'm pretty big girl.
Big and proud.
Big and proud, yeah. Big, black and 130-plus kilos. Nothing little about that, cuz.
What's the funniest thing about you?
About me? Wow, I don't know. I don't know what it is. When the girls see me a lot of the time, I guess they just start giggling and whatever else. I don't know. I suppose I got big girl tattooed on my knuckles. It's a pretty bold statement.
Anything else you want to say, Laura?
I just want to shout out again to all the crew and that in Wello and Redfern, and hopefully we'll all be home before Christmas.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
I'd just like to do a shout out to my Wadi Wadi tribe, south of Wollongong. Love yous and miss yous. My name is Melissa. I'd like to do a shout out to my family and my friends out there.
And to Redfern and Waterloo, happy NAIDOC Day!
Thank you. Jailbreak's producer is Kate Pinnock, produced at Sydney's 2SR 107.3 FM Broadway on Aboriginal land of the Gadigal tribe. Jailbreak pays their respect to elders past and present. Write to Jailbreak care of 2SR PO Box 123 Broadway, New South Wales 2007. Families outside connected to the net can email jailbreak at 2sr.com. Check out more info on Jailbreak's Facebook page. Search for Jailbreak Radio. doing this jailbreak episode's been terrific. Why don't you have a go? Get your SAPO or welfare to contact Jailbreak. Jailbreak's one of the great projects of the Community Restorative Centre supporting post-release prisoners and...
Thank you.